From the City of Angels, near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. Up next, pharmacist Ben Fuchs joins us from criticalhealthnews.com. First of all, let me give you that website again, criticalhealthnews.com. Let's set another record. Go to that website as quickly as you can and just peruse it for a bit, criticalhealthnews.com. And the phone number to call for assistance, not to get on the show, we'll give you that in a moment. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Up next, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, I'll give you that toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. And of course, the folks from criticalhealthnews.com have been sponsoring Coast to Coast now for about 5 or 6 years. That's a long, long time. Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist, nutritionist, cosmetic chemist as well, and he does his own compounding custom medications when he was a pharmacist. I don't know. Do you still do it, Ben?
I still am a registered pharmacist, and I have my pharmacy license and take my continuing education, but these days I just do skincare.
How many pharmacists are out there in this country?
Oh, my, thousands and thousands of them. In the state of Colorado, there's probably 3,000-4,000, I would guess.
I went to one of the drugstore chains a couple days ago, and I was picking up some supplies, and you could hear the phone ringing for the pharmacy, and they have a voice that comes on, and it goes, "Call for pharmacy. Call for pharmacy."
Yeah,
and I mean, it kept going on and on and on. It would never stopped.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things about pharmacy people don't realize. It is a retail pharmacy, that is. It's really hard work because the phone keeps ringing and you're help trying to fill prescriptions and answer the phones and answer people's questions and go out front and help them with their drugs. The pharmacists, you know, it's kind of a really interesting profession because we are, as pharmacists, we are steeped in the philosophy of helping people. And if you're like most people, when you have a question about your medication or a question about herbs or vitamins or a specific disease state or a health challenge, you go to the pharmacist. And every year when the Gallup poll takes their poll on the most trusted profession, number one is the pharmacist. We're the most trusted profession.
Much more than being a doctor.
Even more so than being a doctor, because doctors are so busy.
That's
and they
impressive.
Don't really have time, and people come to trust the pharmacist, and it's really a very honorable profession. Not that I'm a fan of pharmaceuticals, as you know, but the profession of pharmacy is quite honorable.
We're going to take calls with Ben Fuchs at the halfway point, folks, so get ready for that. I've got a slew of emails that have rolled in for the pharmacist as well. You've been associated now with the folks from Longevity Critical Health News for how long?
It's about 22 years now.
Going 22 years?
23 years. I started in 1998, George, when I was a young man. And I've kind of grown up professionally with Longevity, and I'm proud to be associated with the company.
And good old Doc Wallach.
And Doc Wallach. I met him 22 years ago. And Critical Health News, I think, is now probably, 5 years old? 5, 6 years old?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about immunity for a second here, Ben, because this still seems to be a big story. It's not going away.
As well as it should be.
COVID-19.
It should be, George, because we need to be honoring this God-given system that we have that allows us to withstand viral infections, bacterial infections, fungal infections, cuts and scrapes. We have a body that heals itself. We have a body that defends itself, and that's what we really want to be honoring. Yeah, it's true. There's times when you need an antibiotic. Yeah, it's true. There's times when you may need a medication. But the idea that you can be vaccinated or you can be immunized or you can somehow be medicated or pharmacologically intervened with in order to be healthy, it just dishonors the body. It doesn't take into account the fact that we have a system built into us through evolution that can handle all kinds of stresses if we treat it correctly. But we've created a culture and we've created a society that almost intentionally dismantles the human immune system. The sugar we eat, the calories we ingest, the stress we undergo. You know, fear is one of the most powerful ways to suppress the immune system. What happens when you watch the news these days, George? It's almost impossible to not go into fear. It's almost impossible not to have your immune system suppressed. Not to mention the fact that we're eating the most incredibly vile foods. Just today I was reading an article about something called ultra-processed foods. Have you heard of these?
Well, yeah, but I just had a study on things like that shows you that your aging gets wiped out.
Ultra. They're not just processed. They're ultra-processed. We're eating food that's not even food. It's not anything that the body recognizes. And that's really the problem with how we treat our bodies, not just with food, but also with pharmaceuticals. We're putting things into our body that our body doesn't recognize, that our body considers to be toxic and poisonous. And that's the foods we eat and the drugs we take. When you take a prescription drug, your body does everything it can do to get rid of that prescription drug. And the same thing happens when you eat many of the foods that we ingest. Your body does everything it can do to get rid of it. Not only does it treat it as a toxin, George, but it costs us nutritional resources to eliminate that food. So when you eat a food, not only is it not providing you with the nutrients you need, it's costing you nutrients. It's anti-nutritional. And the same thing with medications as well. Sometimes I wonder how many people have heart attacks or end up with neurological issues or autoimmune problems or, God forbid, cancer or heart disease simply because of the nutritional deficiencies that are caused by the drugs they're taking for their autoimmunity or for their heart or for their specific health challenges. And we don't account for that.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. Ben, there seems to be a controversy with regards to convalescent plasma, which is taking plasma from patients who have recovered from COVID-19. Now the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, is backtracking. They originally said we want to use this, but now they say no. What the heck's going on with this?
Well, it's probably not a good idea to put somebody else's blood into your body unless you absolutely have to. That's first of all. We don't know what's in the blood. The blood is the sacred space, George. And the Bible tells us the life of the body is in the blood. And this is why putting things into the bloodstream directly, bypassing the liver and bypassing the body's protective mechanisms, is never a good idea. Vaccinations are a classic example of this. You don't want to put things into your blood unless your body has completely vetted it. To bypass the vetting process in the liver, it's foolhardy. And that's what you're seeing. That's what the FDA and the CDC are talking about.
Every 3 weeks, Pharmacist Ben or Doc Wallach joins us. So it's 3 weeks, 3 weeks for the other person. As we talk about your health-related matters, we will begin calls at the halfway point and also next hour here, tarot cards later on in the program. The number to call for assistance, there are people there with information to help you. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. And actually what they do is they listen to the show in case you can't catch what Doc Wallach or Pharmacist Ben says. They're writing it down, so they'll be able to tell you exactly what's going on here, which is a great service, Ben.
Yeah, it is, and the people that do it are highly dedicated. By the way, shout out to Dr. Drew, who's listening. He does wonderful work over there on the telephone.
Dr. Drew? That Dr. Drew?
No. Another Dr. Drew.
I'm saying, what's he doing answering your phones?
No. Dr. Drew Peters.
Well, now, what about herd immunity? Herd immunity is supposed to be where you throw everybody together, open up everything, and just let the body fight it.
Have you talked about Sweden? Have you talked about
Sweden? We did a little bit.
Yeah, there's some logic to it. I remember I was on your show.
It seems to have worked. It didn't seem like it was working in the beginning.
They didn't do any lockdowns. They just let people get sick. And, it's funny about this whole viral thing. If you look at the numbers, George, we're talking about very small percentages of people are going to get infected, and even smaller percentage of people are going to die from it. Yes, there's going to be some issues, but really herd immunity, it's kind of logical, as politically incorrect as it is to say it. It is a lot. That's how it works. Viruses enter into the culture, and people get it, and some people die, some people suffer, become symptomatic, but ultimately, immunity develops. That's what herd immunity is all about. Now, it is politically incorrect because in order for herd immunity to occur, people have to die and people have to suffer, and that's why you hear that it can be dangerous, according to the experts. But from a biological, evolutionary perspective, that's what's supposed to happen.
Yeah, now the CDC says 94% of the people who have died from COVID had prior conditions of other things.
Of course. You don't need the CDC to say that. Viruses are opportunistic, George. You know how people get cold sores? When do they get cold sores? When they're under stress. Viruses look for weakened immunity, and they look for diseased people. And in a way, that's how evolution progresses. And whether you like it or not, I'm not advocating for people dying or people suffering, but that's just what happens. The nature of viruses is to be opportunistic. That is, they look for the weak. They cull the herd. And so it's up to us, George. This is so important. This is my message. This is Dr. Wallach's message. This is what we've been saying for decades. It's up to us to take care of our health. It's up to us to build our immunity. It's up to us to avoid stressors. We have to take responsibility for ourselves. This is what longevity is all about, George. It's about taking responsibility for your health. We've abdicated our responsibility to authorities, and how is that working for us? Not well.
Vanessa from Texas sends an email and says, Pharmacist Ben, do you think when a vaccine comes out for COVID, it will be forced on us to take?
Well, you know, that's starting to get a little out of my pay grade there. It's kind of political. But the fact of the matter is, we have this idea that vaccines are like this magical force field, that you just take a vaccine and bingo, no more problems.
You'll never get a disease.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way. And when you put a vaccine in your body, by the way, you're not just putting a vaccine in your body. You're putting formaldehyde in your body and thimerosal in your body, which is mercury. Who the heck thinks it's a good idea to put mercury in the body? We talked about the blood. You're putting this stuff directly into your blood. They put emulsifying agents, George, that are used in foods and that are used in skincare products right in your blood, polysorbate 80. It goes right into your bloodstream. I don't even work with that when I'm making a skincare product because I don't like using it topically, and it's going right into your blood. So this idea that you can just take a vaccine and boom, be done with it. By the way, the new vaccine, have you heard about this? It's a DNA vaccine. You know how that works?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
How do you like that? They make you into a genetically modified organism, George.
Don't do it.
You're a GMO now.
I'm telling you what, I'm not going to get in line for the vaccine. Of course, you know, Ben, I don't tell people to get the shots, and I don't tell them not to. It's their decision.
Everybody gets to make that.
But as far as I'm concerned, I haven't gotten a flu shot in God knows how long. I can't remember.
Why? Build your immune system. And by the way, just because you get the flu vaccine, you think it means magically you're not going to get the flu? People get the flu all the time after they get a flu vaccine. So this idea, it's marketing, George. This idea that we can be pharmacologicalized, if that's the word, we can be drugged out and be better for it, is done by marketing. You know how much money is made in vaccines?
Oh,
you know,
it's huge.
Trillions of dollars worldwide.
And if they mandate it?
And if they mandate it on top of that. And there are countries that, you know, we may not see it mandated, to answer Vanessa's question, we may not see it mandated here for a while anyway. But I'm not so sure, Ben, because let me tell you,
Did you ever think they would mandate people wearing masks in stores?
No, I hear you, George. You know, I'm reading a book now called by the World Economic Forum. I don't know if you've heard this.
Hold on for a second, Ben. We're already at the bottom hour. We'll come back. We'll talk more. Then we'll start our phone calls with you. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, hit the website. I want a record tonight. Critical, healthnews.com, and the number to call for assistance, keep it. You can call them anytime you want. Call them tomorrow, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Ben Fuchs with us, pharmacist Ben from criticalhealthnews.com. Ben, you were talking about a book you were reading.
Yeah, it's a book by the World Economic Forum called COVID-19, The Great Reset. And it's all about the economics of this pandemic. And it talks about the future landscape involving the economy and society and geopolitics and the environment and technology. Here's just one quote I'm going to give you. In the near future, everything that can be digitalized will be digitalized. You know, we have a cashless society coming and all that. This is not about a virus as much as it's about a great reset. And the World Economic Forum talks all about it. It's a great book, and you can actually YouTube it.
How poignant, though, isn't it?
We're living in probably the most epochal time in human history.
Kathy from Tulsa, Oklahoma writes you and says, my son is 26 years old, has Tourette's.
Yeah.
He is 6'3", 260 pounds. Is there anything we can do?
Yeah, rabbit pellets. I'm just kidding. But
that's his remedy.
Yes, it was his remedy. He had Tourette's, and they were going to drug him. They were going to do all kinds of things to him. And I think actually they said they couldn't do anything for him. And he ended up curing himself with rabbit pellets, and that's where he discovered the power of nutrition. And that's what as far as Tourette's goes, it's a neurological issue. The brain is burning through nutrients faster than any other part of the body. So under conditions of deficiency, it's not uncommon that you'll have brain health issues. So first of all, the most important thing you do is get on the basics, the Healthy Start Pack, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Beyond Osteo, and essential fatty acids. Niacin, George, you and I have talked about this in the past, is one of the great niacin deficiency is one of the great understated or underappreciated reasons for mental health problems, brain problems, Alzheimer's disease.
High cholesterol.
High cholesterol as well. And Youngevity's Ultimate Niacin is great for all of that. You know, schizophrenics tend to smoke more, dramatically more than most people, and it turns out that nicotine is similar to niacin. There are some similarities between vitamin B3 and niacin, and it's thought that a lot of people are smoking in order to get the mental health benefits of niacin under conditions of niacin deficiency. So the ultimate niacin is great. You do get a little bit. Sometimes people get the flush from niacin, so you don't want to take too much all at once.
That is a good point. Let's take some calls here for you. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us. Let's start by going to first-time caller Tom in Augusta, Georgia. Welcome to the program. Hi, Tom. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Tom.
All right. Thanks, George. Hey, Ben, it's real good talking to you. I just recently ordered some of the from Critical Health News to lose weight. I've got heart failure and everything. And I noticed one of the nutrients was molybdenum.
Molybdenum.
I call it Molly.
You said it right. And, molybdenum.
Yeah. And I also am interested in sickle cell anemia. I used to work in a hospital where there was a lot of sickle cell anemia patients. And I'm curious, and I read a lot, and I noticed I had a theory that the Molly could possibly prevent the sickle cell anemia.
What makes you? Why do you come up with that theory?
Well, it has to do with red blood cells and hemoglobin and nitrous oxide, and it's you know, I'm not a scientist. I mean, I got a couple of degrees and everything.
Well, sickle cell anemia involves blood cells that aren't strong enough or aren't shaped correctly. Actually, they're shaped like a sickle. In order to carry oxygen, and that's really the problem. You want to start building healthy blood cells. Sickle cell anemia involves the cell, like all health challenges, except in this case, it's the blood cell. And one of the most important things you could do for blood cell issues or all cell issues is make sure you're on essential fatty acids. The cell membrane is a repository of EFAs, essential fatty acids, and under essential fatty acid deficiency, cells cannot be healthy. Not only that, but because little receptors sit on that membrane, when that membrane becomes dysfunctional, all your hormones won't work correctly because hormones depend on a healthy cell membrane and healthy receptors. And a lot of folks who are on hormone replacement therapy should be on essential fatty acids. And by the way, the ultimate EFAs act like estrogen. They have estrogenic properties. So for all cell health issues, including sickle cell anemia, think essential fatty acids, EFAs, ultimately EFAs from Youngevity. Molybdenum, by the way, is really it's a trace nutrient, but it's super-duper important for detoxification, especially for sulfites, for folks who have sulfite allergies.
All right, great. And Tom has a text or tweet for you. Ben, what do you have for us, Thomas?
We sure do. One in from Jennifer in Milwaukee. Would like the pharmacist, Ben, if he could talk about the core of the body.
The core of the body is so darn important. Get yourself a big ball. You ever seen those big balls, those exercise balls?
Oh, yeah. And people roll around on them. Yeah.
It's so important to build, especially as we get older, George. Back pain, leg pain, shoulder pain, the hunched over appearance that people get as they get older can all be prevented and even reversed by doing core exercises, and there's wonderful ones that you could do. Doing standing tall and lifting things, making sure you're contracted your abdominal muscles, doing sit-ups on a ball, even doing sit-ups in general. If you can get on a chin-up bar, if you're strong enough to get on a chin-up bar, lifting your legs, there's all kinds of great exercises you could do. In fact, working on the core of your body is probably the single most important thing you could do for your musculoskeletal system as you get older.
About 25 years ago, I bought a little tiny book, which has been one of the greatest little exercise books I've come across, the Royal Canadian Air Force Exercise. Are you familiar with this, Ben?
I've heard you talk about it. What are the exercises?
They are a series of exercises based on your age, and they tell you how many of the calisthenics to do per exercise based on your age.
Like, what's an example of an exercise?
So, let's say push-ups.
Uh-huh.
So, for a certain age, you're supposed to do 10 or 14 or 15 or whatever.
Can you do 15 push-ups?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
How many can you do?
I can do as many as I need to.
I do
about 20 a day.
That's awesome.
You know, and believe me, you can feel it when you get up to 20. Your arms...
Body weight exercises are the hardest exercises to do.
And let me add, when you do an exercise, what is that burning sensation in your muscles?
It's called lactic acid, and it's your best friend for building muscle. You know, it's really interesting you bring that up. We have this idea that stress is somehow the enemy. And so we do everything we do to avoid stress. Well, as it turns out, stress and lactic acid is a measurement of stress. Is one of the best things you could do to build your muscles. And understanding not how to avoid stress, but how to leverage stress, how to leverage acid, lactic acid, is incredibly valuable for building up, for building not just your physical body, but for building your spiritual body, your mental body, your emotional body. Understanding how to take advantage of stress is one of the great secrets to strength and anti-aging.
Ben Fuchs with us, criticalhealthnews.com. Tom in La Jolla, California. Hello there, Thomas.
Hi, George. Thank you for accepting my call. Great work as always, Ben.
Thank you.
And recently, Hollywood actor Chadwick Boseman died at 43 of colon cancer.
Tragic.
And so my question for you is, what are the best practices of keeping and maintaining a very healthy colon?
That's so important.
That's a mighty workhorse. No malignancies, no cancers, no tumors, no polyps, etc.
So important. You know, no cancer is good, obviously, but to have the colon cancer is god-awful. God-awful. In fact, any digestive health issue is god-awful. Here's the most important thing you can do. Be really careful what you put inside it. And nothing's getting inside it, obviously, unless it goes in through your mouth. So that means be extremely careful of what you're eating, number one. And number two, eat as little as possible. Eating is for kids. Eating is a young man's game. As we get older, we need to be eating less calories, ingesting less calories, especially the foods that aren't foods, what we talked about earlier, ultra-processed foods. And then make sure you're on the nightly essence or some probiotic supplements to help repopulate the gut bacteria. The nightly essence is amazing because it has digestive enzymes in it as well. And by the way, ultimate enzymes from longevity, apple cider vinegar with your meals. These are all wonderful strategies, nutritional strategies for keeping your digestive tract healthy. And you know what else? Here's another little trick for you. Arthritis supplements are important for building a healthy colon because the connective tissue that arthritis supplements help you build in your joints is also in your intestine. So strengthening the connective tissue is also very important.
What about genetics,
Ben? Avoiding gluten and things that you're intolerant to.
What about genetics if your family has never had that?
Yeah. Here's my take on the whole genetic thing. It's epigenetic. We need to understand that our genes turn on and off like Christmas tree lights with every thought we think, with every food we eat, with every exercise we do, with every breath we take. Literally, our genes are turning on and off. And we want to become the master as best as possible of those genes. And while, yes, there's a certain percentage of genes that are things like eye color and height that are mandated, that are not going to change, the vast majority of our genes are responsive to the environment. Our environment, and George, the cell's environment. It all comes down to the cell. I know I said it before. It all comes down to the cell. The cell is swimming in a soup. It's constantly reading the soup. And if the soup says, if it reads the soup and it's friendly, it has nutrients there, there's oxygen there, there's not a lot of toxins there, the cell membrane will communicate to the genes and tell the genes to grow. If there's toxicity in the soup, it will tell the genes to not grow. And I'm being a little simplistic there, but that's basically what it is. You either have genes that turn on that are positive genes or genes that turn on that are negative genes, and they're the result of the soup that the cell is sitting in. Control the soup with your thoughts, with your oxygen, with your the foods you take and the nutritional supplements that you use.
By the way, Doc Wallach is doing Zoom meetings on Friday at 8 a.m. for you. If you're interested, just go to criticalhealthnews.com. Friday's Doc Wallach doing Zoom and little conferences. Charlie in Bristol, Connecticut, Tennessee with us. Welcome to the show. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, guys. Great show. Ben, you're very informative.
He's the best. He is one of a kind,
Charlie. Absolutely. I wish he was on every night. Just a couple things. One, I think the burn and exercise, you're burning sugar instead of oxygen.
Say that one more time. I didn't catch that.
The burn.
If you're
the burn. Yeah, that's you're right. That's what happens. When you start your workout, you're burning oxygen. But then you go into a secondary, an emergency source of energy, which involves burning when you first start, you're burning sugar. But then you go into an oxygen, and then you go into what's called anaerobic respiration, which is a secondary or a non-oxygen form of energy derivation, and that is where you get that lactic acid produced.
It's an emergency
source of energy. And here's the thing, though. The more you push yourself to getting that emergency source of energy, the stronger you become. Your body adapts to it, and it takes longer for you to go into that emergency source of energy.
Okay, that's very informative. Now, just a couple questions, and I'll take the answers off the air. This virus, this new virus, with flu season coming on,
yeah,
how is that going to affect?
That's a great question.
How, if you get the flu and the COVID-19, how is that going to? I don't know. Is it possible?
Wait, can you get two diseases at one time,
heck
Ben,
yeah,
like that?
Heck yeah,
you can. So you can get the flu, the common
absolutely
cold,
and it's going to be terrible. If we don't absolutely, I mean, we're talking about taking care of the immune system, and it's important now, but it's going to be extra important, especially when we're not out in the sun getting that vitamin D in the wintertime, which, by the way, get yourself on vitamin D. Young Jeffy's got a new vitamin D product. That's one of the most important things you could do for building your immune system is make sure you're getting vitamin D from the sun and from supplemental vitamin D. Building the immune system is the key to everything, George.
Well, it sure is. Let's get your other question in, Charlie, even though we're going to hit a break. Go ahead.
Yeah, one last question. Is it possible that this virus is manufactured? And if it is, how do they do that? And I'll let
you answer. That's an awesome question. Do we have time, George? Because that's a great question.
No, we do not, but we'll talk about the possibilities when we come back, and we'll take an hour of final phone calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the toll-free number where people are there writing notes, 1-855-949-7234.